Good afternoon with an update from cknewstoday.ca. I'm Eric Thompson. This news is brought to you by AutoMotion 505 Richmond Street in Chatham. A 40-year-old man and 43-year-old woman are both facing mischief charges after a heated argument at a Princess Street residence. According to Chatham Kent Police, both of them damaged each other's vehicles and then got into a physical altercation. The man was also charged with assault and released with a court date next month. There was a major police response to a disturbance in Dover last night. The Chatham Kent Police responded to a residence on Dover Center Line around 11:45 p.m. They said they attempted to make contact with a man at the location, and due to safety concerns, negotiations were attempted. Police said the incident required the deployment of the Critical Incident Response Team, K-9 Unit, Criminal Investigation Branch, drones, and armored rescue vehicle. Approximately 4 hours later, the 32-year-old man was taken into custody. Charges have not been announced as the incident is still under investigation. The final properties to be bought in the downtown evacuation zone of Wheatley are up for discussion at Chatham Kent Council next week. A report going before council Monday night is asking for approval to acquire 6 properties along Talbot Road East at a price tag of approximately $1.27 million. Chatham Kent's Director of Legal Services, David Taylor, said the 6 properties in question are the last ones in the evacuation zone that need to be bought in order to move forward with the next phase of the investigation into a gas explosion that took place in August 2021. The properties have been identified as inappropriate for redevelopment by municipal consultants. Last month, the municipality spent $3.5 million to buy 6 properties along Erie Street North. In sports, the Chatham Maroons are in action tonight in a pivotal Game 5 of their best-of-7 series with the LaSalle Vipers. It's all knotted at 2 as the Maroons travel to the Volmer Culture and Recreation Complex. Puck drop is at 7 p.m. 14 games on the NHL slate today, starting with the Detroit Red Wings hosting the Buffalo Sabres at 12:30 p.m. The Red Wings come in on a 7-game losing streak that has seen them fall out of the final wildcard spot in the Eastern Conference. MLB spring training continues today with the Toronto Blue Jays visiting the New York Yankees at 1:05 and the Detroit Tigers taking on the Pittsburgh Pirates at 4:05. The Women's Curling Championship begins in Sydney, Nova Scotia today. Canada's Rachel Homan opens the action, taking on Sweden at 1 p.m. And the Wheatley Olmsted Sharks will try and stave off elimination this afternoon when they take on the Lakeshore Canadiens in the PGHL playoffs at 4:30 p.m. The forecast today is a mix of sun and cloud with winds gusting from 40 to 60 kilometers an hour, high of 12. Tonight there's a chance of showers and a low of plus 2. Tomorrow, the chance of rain continues with a high of 5 degrees. That rain shifts to a chance of flurries in the evening as temperatures drop to a low of minus 1. For more on these and other stories, visit cknewstoday.ca.